Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Government of Nagaland and State Bank of India signs Memorandum of Understanding for Disaster Risk Transfer Barometric Insurance Solution. Nagaland government proposes 6 more model colleges under PM OSHA initiatives to establish one higher education institution in every district. Kifre District Hospital observes World Breastfeeding Week with focus on exclusive breastfeeding. And Nagaland State College of Teacher Education holds first graduation day. Now the news in detail. The Government of Nagaland and State Bank of India signed a Memorandum of Understanding for Disaster Risk Transfer Barometric Insurance Solution, making Nagaland the first Indian state to implement this disaster management insurance. A barometric multi-year risk transfer solution, it will aid in protecting the state's critical infrastructure and reduce economic losses to the disaster. Following the signing of the MOU, Chief Minister Nipiro said the insurance covers the whole state, adding that the state don't have its own resources, but it will be paying premium and the insurance would come to the rescue of the state. He informed that the MOU is for a period of 3 years, 2024-27, and exuded hope that it has the mechanism in all districts with the support of the public. Rio emphasized on the need to involve public as it will ensure all the citizens for any kind of disasters. Director of Higher Education Nagaland, Dr. A. N. Shoka, today informed that the state government has proposed 6 more model colleges under PM OSHA initiative so as to establish one higher education institution in every district. Dr. Nshoga was speaking at the All Nagaland College Students Union 45th Foundation Day cum Degree Topper Felicitation Program in Kohima. He also announced plans to phase out stand-alone and single-stream higher education institutions in favor of vibrant, multidisciplinary institutions. Dr. Nshoga emphasized the goal of providing high-quality, multidisciplinary teaching, learning and research. To keep pace with the 21st century educational systems, he added that the department has been taking an initiative to digitalize all government colleges with optimum use of ICT and digital. Dr. Nshoga outlined the introduction of the choice-based credit system and 4-year undergraduate program in line with National Education Policy 2020 and highlighted other departments' initiatives such as digitalization of government colleges, skill development collaborations, and the introduction of open distance learning programs like Swayam. He also stressed the need for a coherent ecosystem of professional and vocational education and underscored the role of NEP 2020 in fostering critical thinking, creativity and problem-solving skills. On the occasion, a total of 61 student toppers of undergraduates from Nagaland University and autonomous colleges were felicitated. The district hospital in Kifre today observed the World Breastfeeding Week with a focus on exclusive breastfeeding, highlighting its numerous benefits for infants and mothers. Speaking on the occasion, senior specialist Dr. Tritingla Sangdam said breastfeeding is widely recognized by healthcare professionals and organizations, including the World Health Organization, as the gold standard for infant nutrition. She said breast milk provides the perfect mix of nutrients for growth and development and contains antibodies that protect babies from infections and diseases. Dr. Tritingla asserted that breastfeeding not only fosters a deep sense of connection and closeness between mother and child, promoting emotional and psychological development, but it also offers advantages for mothers, including uterus shrinkage, reduce risk of breast and ovarian cancer, and weight loss after childbirth. Extra Assistant Commissioner Kifre Kutazo Suro emphasized the importance of breastfeeding, adding the surveys showed 3.2 billion out of 7.2 billion people are not breastfed. Suro encouraged mothers to prioritize breastfeeding, highlighting its critical role in giving life and nourishment to their children. Nagaland State College of Teacher Education today held its first graduation day program at a college campus in Kohima. Pro Vice Chancellor of Nagaland University, Kohima Campus, Professor Glenn T. Tong, conferred the degrees as graduation guest. A total of 46 teachers graduated for the 2024 batch. Addressing the graduates, Professor Tong said many people have succeeded challenges in life because they were teachers who have guided and shaped them. He emphasized that teachers should educate their students on issues like environmental awareness, community participation, and biodiversity protection, asserting that teachers have huge responsibilities to play in shaping the young students. The Chancellor called on the graduates to be innovative, hard-working, disciplined, and to create awareness on issues which need urgent intervention. This news comes to you from Akashvani, Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has lifted the ban imposed on slaughter of pigs, import and export of live pigs and piglets in the infected zones and civilian zones at Gitima village under Kohima with immediate effect. The ban was lifted in view of no further report of new outbreak in the 3 months' time period since the detection of first case of the African swine fever ASF and having followed the protocol of National Action Plan for Control, Containment and Eradication of ASF. However, the DCS asked the public to strictly follow hygiene and biosecurity measures and to remain vigilant and immediately report to the concerned authority in case of any unusual sickness or death of pigs. Nagaland State Human Rights Commission today organized an awareness program on human rights and the role of the State Human Rights Commission in collaboration with Nagaland State Legal Service Authority at Kohima Science College, Jotsoma. Addressing the program, member of the commission, R. Nzambemo Lota, said the primary goal of the program is to introduce human rights to all young people of the state and encourage them to approach the commission by educating them about human rights. He said the program would ignite the minds of the students on human rights and provoke the thought of young intellectuals of the society to make a better tomorrow. Retainer lawyer, Nagaland State Legal Service Authority, Advocate Apila Sangtam, dwelled on Protection of Human Rights Act 1993 and spoke about the vast history surrounding the Act and the various other commissions stemming from it, including the National Commission for Women Act and the National Commission for Backward Classes, among many others. Elaborating on the important powers of the Human Rights Commission, Advocate Apila informed that the Commission has the authority to visit under invitation to the state government jail or any other institution under the control of state government and intervene in any proceeding involving any allegations of violation of human rights. Nagaland Board of School Education has informed that the National Scholarship Portal for Pradhan Mantri Uchchatar Shiksha Protsahan Central Sector of Scholarship for College and University Students is now live for application from the students in higher education. It stated that students who were placed in the top 20 percentile in higher secondary school living certificate examination and with gross parental annual income up to 4.5 lakh rupees are eligible to apply for this scholarship through the National Scholarship Portal. The board has directed heads of college and education institutions to create awareness about the scheme to the students. And now, 20 News, here are the headlines again. Government of Nagaland and State Bank of India signs Memorandum of Understanding for Disaster Risk Transfer Parametric Insurance Solution. Nagaland government proposes 6 more model colleges under PM Usha initiatives to establish one higher education institution in every district. Giffre District Hospital observes World Breastfeeding Week with focus on exclusive breastfeeding. And Nagaland State College of Teacher Education holds first graduation day. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.